Good morning. It's Saturday, May 23rd, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Questions about America's military commitment to Europe are growing inside NATO. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tried to calm allies on Friday after a series of conflicting troop announcements from President Donald Trump. The administration recently canceled a planned deployment of 4,000 troops to Poland, announced a withdrawal of 5,000 troops from Germany, and then reversed course by pledging another 5,000 troops to Poland. Speaking after a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Sweden, Rubio said the United States was constantly reassessing deployments because of its global obligations, including military operations linked to Iran. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte acknowledged Europe would need to rely less on Washington over time. The shifting deployments are adding uncertainty at a moment when European allies are already worried about long-term U.S. support. Another news. A major figure in the Trump administration is stepping down. Tulsi Gabbard announced she will resign as U.S. Director of National Intelligence at the end of June, citing her husband's recent bone cancer diagnosis. In her resignation letter, Gabbard said she could not ask him to face the illness alone while continuing in such a demanding role. President Trump praised her service and named Deputy Director Aaron Lucas as acting replacement. Gabbard's tenure was often marked by controversy, especially over intelligence assessments tied to Iran and U.S. military operations abroad. A former Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, she later became one of Trump's most visible Republican allies after leaving the Democratic Party in 2022. Her departure makes her the fourth cabinet-level official to leave the administration this year. Around the world, France's presidential race is beginning to take shape. Gabriel Attal, once the country's youngest prime minister, officially announced he will run for president next year when Emmanuel Macron leaves office. Speaking in the rural village of Myrtebarez, the 37-year-old centrist said he was tired of what he called managing decline in French politics. Attal rose quickly through government ranks and became prime minister in 2024 at the age of 34, drawing comparisons to Macron himself. He now joins a crowded field that includes former Prime Minister Edouard Philippe and far-right figures Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella. Analysts say Attal faces an uphill battle convincing voters he offers something different from Macron, whose popularity has weakened in recent years. The election is expected to be dominated by debates over the economy, immigration, and national identity. Another news. Violent protests erupted in Bangladesh after the alleged rape of a 4-year-old girl sparked public outrage. Thousands of demonstrators clashed with police for hours in the city of Chattagram on Friday after crowds attempted to seize the suspect, who had been handed over to authorities by local residents. Police fired tear gas as protesters surrounded vehicles and set one police truck on fire. The unrest comes just days after another shocking case involving the alleged rape and murder of a 7-year-old girl in Dhaka. Prime Minister Tariq Rahman met the victim's family and promised swift justice. Rights groups say anger is growing over the country's low conviction rates in crimes against women and children. Official data shows reported violence cases have risen sharply in recent months, deepening concerns about public safety and trust in the legal system. Another news. Energy security and geopolitics are dominating U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's visit to India. Rubio arrived Saturday for a 4-day trip, focused heavily on trade, fuel supplies, and regional security as the Iran conflict continues to disrupt oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. India imports more than 80% of its energy needs and has been hit hard by soaring global fuel prices. Rubio said Washington wants to sell India as much energy as possible, while Indian officials are expected to push for additional flexibility on Russian oil imports. The visit also comes amid unresolved tensions over tariffs and competing claims about U.S. involvement in easing last year's India-Pakistan conflict. Rubio will also attend a meeting of Quad foreign ministers, where the future direction of the Indo-Pacific Alliance is expected to be closely watched. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.